Hi, this is John Hall. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 ACRA.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer, poet, philosopher, chess pupil of Marcel Duchamp, life partner of Merce Cunningham, macrobiotic chef, exponent of Zen, visual artist, and avid and pioneering mycologist. Tune in to All Things Cage, 7 p.m. Saturdays beginning January 2nd, for conversations with cage experts and enthusiasts from around the world, right here at Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, and via the web at wavefarm.org.
The international struggles of our world may lead to
nuclear holocaust.
To survive, you must have protection from radioactive fallout.
In the past, heavy equipment necessitated a long, costly operation for out-of-home shelter installation.
Today, Survive All basement-type shelters offer a combination steel and concrete do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved, Survive All offers maximum protection from fallout and falling debris, plus a basic equipment kit for family survival.
There's low initial cost and FHA approval. Nothing down in 5 years to pay.
For your family's protection, see a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Laura of Skodak Landing, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Shaker Museum presented plans to the Chatham Village Planning Board for the museum's new site on Alstlett Street in the village at an online meeting on January 25th. Planning Board Chair Dan Herrick, following the presentation, said, and I quote, "If I had to vote right now, I'd vote yes," end quote. Other board members also voiced their support and voted to hold a public hearing on the project at their next meeting in February. Planning Board Member Francis Iconetti said the project was, and I quote, "a positive for the village," end quote, and the museum's thoroughness was appreciated. The board already approved the general site plan review in September 2019. In February 2020, museum officials announced the building's purchase and received a $1,569,000 grant from Empire State Development through the REDC initiative to support a project, according to a press release, and I quote, "that will transform the building into a museum and community cultural center," end quote. In August 2020, Seldorf Architects were hired, and the museum announced its intention to break ground on the $15 million project in 2021. The site plans were presented to the Village Planning Board in November. According to the meeting minutes, architect Annabelle Seldorf told the board the museum planned to keep the original building intact and that, and I quote, "there will be one single addition that is connected to the main structure with the most minimal connection via a small bridge," end quote. The plan calls for parking on Alstlett Street, River Street, and on the property. There is a separate plan for a parking lot on the site across the street in the spot that was, until recently, the Chatham Pizza Den. The planning board will hold a public hearing on the project at 7:30 p.m. February 22nd online. Information on how to attend the meeting is available at villageofchatham.com, and you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News is reporting U.S. Senator Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand recently announced federal grants to help airports in the Hudson Valley devastated by the coronavirus pandemic. The aid will be received as part of the relief package approved in December. Westchester County Airport in White Plains will receive $4.07 million, while New York Stewart International near Newburgh will receive $2.33 million. Columbia County Airport will receive $24,000. Five other airports in Orange, Sullivan, and Ulster counties will receive $13,000 each. Westchester County and New York Stewart are the only airports in the Hudson Valley that offer regularly scheduled passenger service, and both have seen massive service cuts because of the pandemic. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Amanda Freeze is reporting for Capital Confidential. More than 100 faith-based leaders joined attorney and legal advocates in urging Governor Andrew M. Cuomo to include incarcerated people in the current phase of the vaccine rollout. The letter was co-sponsored by Congregation Beit Shmat Torah and Mount Zion Church of God Seventh Day, with the support of Center for Community Alternatives and the New York Jewish Agenda. It said the denial of access to the coronavirus vaccine for the incarcerated population would be, and I quote, a grave public health risk and a violation of the core value of human dignity that lies at the heart of all our faith traditions, end quote. The group emphasized that they are not calling for incarcerated people to be prioritized above other high-risk groups, but that the vulnerable population be included in Phase 1B, the same as people in other congregate settings. The calls to prioritize people in jails and prisons comes as the Legal Aid Society threatened to sue the state if it did not establish a plan for vaccinating incarcerated individuals. Providing early access to COVID-19 vaccines was advised within the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information on COVID-19 updates. Visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 20 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around zero. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 22 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of snow after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 14 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
From Survive All comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Shemitis of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-aided and abetted radio.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Children, parents are children, parents.
New 2021 music from Tune Yards. That's the song Hold Yourself.
Number
9,
number
8,
number
7,
number
6,
number
5,
number
4,
number
3,
number
2,
number
1.
Here's a 2021 release from John Baptiste. The song's called I Need You. That was Elliot Sharp and Vox Nova Italia with They Killed Us, So We Had to Go, from the 2021 album Felicetti Mechedisi.
Number
7.
Have you on?
That was Carm with help from Mouse on Mars with the song Scarcely Out from their 2021 album Carm.
Number six.
Here's a 2021 song from Hudson's Buke and Gase and So Percussion, who are partially based on the Bard College campus. The song is called Ancient Tool Gadget.
Thank you.
from the 2021 album Dark Matrix. That was Daniel Carter on reeds and Matthew Shipp on piano with the song Element.
Number.
Here's local artist Liam Singer, who runs Hilo and Catskill, with his song Test Tone from his 2018 release Finish Him.
Thank you.
number three.
That was Wood Piles on the Side of the Road from Chris Forsythe and Solar Motel Band, a 2021 release.
Number two.
Marsha Bassett and Thomas DiMuzio have a 2021 album called Losing Circles, and they write, "Shortwave voices appear and disrupt, lose themselves in the multiplicity of patterns. Random frequencies erupt into a whirlwind of frenzied staccato scratches dissipating into fragmentary dimensions." Here's the title track, Losing Circles, from Marsha Bassett and Thomas DiMuzio.
Thank you.
number one.
Next, we hear from radio artist Scanner and the wireless rupture mix of his song Trawl with Bill Laswell. It's released in 2021.
Demuestra que no aceptan a los políticos tradicionales. Quieren una persona más capacitada para esa posición. Por eso, Golisano es una esperanza para Nueva York. El 8 de noviembre, usted puede votar por uno de esos dos políticos que lleva más de una década viviendo de los contribuyentes.
End of message. To erase this message, press 7. To reply to it, press 8. At the tone, record your reply to Selena Harper. Then press hush.
stopped. Oh, Atelier.
Call me back in a while.
No, I'm okay. I'm upstairs in my room. But you're good, isn't it? I can't say, anyway, it needs loving tender care. It's enormous.
Yeah.
But John, I want you to see it.
Yeah.
You know. But with, you know.
Has it got lager?
No, but there's a place for it.
Right.
But I mean, what do you think? Yeah, but they don't use half the room.
Yeah, I see. Well, I mean, well, you know, what we don't want to do is to be paying a huge amount of rent, so.
No, I quite agree.
And,
yeah, no, well, I mean, you know, half of them don't open either. But, you know...
It's a lovely home.
I want you to see it.
Right.
I want you to see it.
Right. Okay.
So, I mean, the thing to do is bring Graham tomorrow, and I will call Julia and say, is there a possibility? In fact, what we could do is look at it on our way back from, on... Yeah, I'll give her a ring anyway.
Okay, that'd be good,
yeah, okay. Do you get you got back all right? Good. Good. Oh, right.
Annoying. Owen isn't here. he's gone to look for a cab, and I don't know how he hasn't found one. I saw millions drive past.
He hasn't got his PIN number.
Wait. Well, I've never had one.
Owen's trying. He can't get one.
I can't believe
he's
it.
He's got all the bags and
my car.
Pieces.
So much
James, all right, quietly. If you are still there, why didn't you wait? Why didn't you wait inside the flat?
Well, we're waiting inside the flat. But we wouldn't look out for the cab. We ordered a quarter past. It was not even here.
James, you should ring them. And what did they say?
We rang them, and then Owen rang them, yeah?
And what did they say?
And they asked about it. And they took them to loads of people, and they just left him ringing.
No. You're saying you ordered it. Is he coming back yet?
Because I don't have my PIN, I've got my number, which is, I don't see why you need the number.
Yeah, listen, if Owen comes back to you, I will get you a cab. I'll send it to Natalie's place now.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter, does it?
It does, because it will go on our account from here.
Yeah, but they won't be here by the time we go.
Will they be back 10 minutes?
Because
actually,
we've found something in the last few minutes.
Well, if he comes back and he hasn't got one, ring me. And I'll get someone to you straight away.
Can you ring the company and ask them what the hell happened to them? Say my son ordered a cab, and he ordered it, for Carnegie Road 22, and hasn't turned up. And what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
I mustn't admit it, must I?
No, absolutely not. All right, Dad.
Bye, Mom.
See you.
Take care.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye.